Our New Testament reading today is from Acts chapter 28, verses 1 through 15. After we were brought safely through, we then learned that the island was called Malta. The native people showed us unusual kindness, for they kindled a fire and welcomed us all, because it had begun to rain and was cold. When Paul had gathered a bundle of sticks and put them on the fire, a viper came out of because of the heat and fastened on his hand. When the native people saw the creature hanging from his hand, they said to one another, "No doubt this man is a murderer. Though he has escaped from the sea, justice has not allowed him to live." He, however, shook off the creature into the fire and suffered no harm. They were waiting for him to swell up or suddenly fall down dead. But when they had waited a long time and saw no misfortune come to him, they changed their minds and said that he was a god. Now in the neighborhood of that place were lands belonging to the chief man of the island, named Publius, who received us and entertained us hospitably for 3 days. It happened that the father of Publius lay sick with fever and dysentery. And Paul visited him and prayed, and putting his hand on him, healed him. And when this had taken place, the rest of the people on the island who had diseases also came and were cured. They also honored us greatly, and when we were about to sail, they put on board whatever we needed. After 3 months, we set sail in a ship that had wintered in the island, a ship of Alexandria, with the twin gods as a figurehead. Putting in at Syracuse, we stayed there for 3 days, and from there we made a circuit and arrived at Rhegium. After 1 day, a south wind sprang up, and on the second day we came to Puteoli. There we found brothers and were invited to stay with them for 7 days, and so we came to Rome. And the brothers there, when they heard about us, came as far as the Forum of Appius and 3 taverns to meet us. On seeing them, Paul thanked God and took courage. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. For today's meditation on God's word, we welcome Pastor Norman Mills.
He said it would happen. The trip to Rome was doomed. Because of his own appeal to Caesar, Paul was on his way there to meet him. What should have been an uneventful trip to Rome was anything but. He was being carried in a ship full of prisoners, and as they left Crete, a storm on the sea grew so strong they all thought they were going to die. But Paul stood among them and said that God told him that no one would die, and they would reach land safely. But after 14 days, everyone on the ship wasn't so sure except Paul. The ship ran aground, and the soldiers were watching their own skin and wanted to kill all the prisoners. But the centurion in charge wanted to save Paul and told everyone who could swim to jump out of the ship and swim to shore. What was bad could have gotten worse when they landed on an island filled with natives, but that's not what happened. From Acts 28, verses 1 to 2, "After we were brought safely through, we then learned that the island was called Malta. The native people showed us unusual kindness, for they kindled a fire and welcomed us all, because it had begun to rain and it was cold. Paul and everyone else were soaked, tired, and cold. The people of the island were so compassionate. They built a fire, hung their clothes to dry, and fed them. They didn't care who these prisoners were or what they had done. They didn't withhold help because these people were different. They saw them as people who were desperately in need and cared for them." Isn't that what God calls us to do as his faithful believers? We're called to love and care for everyone around us, whether they are just like us or not. Think back to John 3:16. "For God so loved the world that he gave his only Son, that whoever believes in him should not perish, but have eternal life." Jesus didn't say that Jesus only came to just save the chosen, but everyone. Paul went and gathered sticks to make the fire larger to help everyone during the heavy rain. But in among the sticks was a sleeping poisonous snake who once had been warmed by fire, leaped out and latched onto Paul's hand. God continued to watch over Paul. Through his time on the island, Paul was not hurt in any way. No matter what he was going on, Paul continued his ministry of preaching Jesus Christ, praying, and healing those in need. Because of his teaching and preaching, the natives from the island got involved in showing Jesus Christ and what they did. And as Paul was ready to leave, gave Paul and his fellow travelers everything they needed. Paul continued on his journey to Rome. When he got there, the believers in Rome who had been praying for his safety rejoiced and gave thanks to God that Paul had gotten there under God's protection. We need to follow Paul and the natives' example. God has given us a mission to take Jesus Christ, the Savior of the world, to all. He asks us to look past differences and see each person as precious and a gift of God. This is why our work as Christ ambassadors is so important. Jesus has called us to show his love to everyone we meet. Our faithful witness is exactly what the world is looking for and needs. Jesus promises to always be with us. So stand firm, be ready for action. Rely on Jesus, your Savior, and show his grace to everyone. With the Holy Spirit as your guide, share the love of Jesus Christ with everyone around you.
Let us pray. Lord God, Heavenly Father, you delivered us from the enemy through the death of your Son, Jesus Christ, our Lord, with whom we are united in holy baptism. Continue to deliver us, we pray, from our diseases and afflictions by your merciful gift of healing as you feed us holy food and give us the cup of everlasting life to drink. Through Jesus Christ, our Lord.